Mr. Woodman, ever say about my uncle that thought he was a steam radiator?
Well, nobody's perfect.
Well, my aunt took him to see a psychiatrist anyway.
Now, what did she want the psychiatrist to do? Convince him he wasn't a radiator?
No, just get him to stop hissing.
After hearing that joke, I know how your uncle felt.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Clam up.
Mr. Horshack, who put you in charge?
It just so happens that during Mr. Carter's absenteeism, I have juniority.
Yeah, well, where is Carter anyway? He's going to miss my big surprise.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Look, I'm sorry I'm late.
You're sorry you're late? You're sorry for depriving these eager young minds of their much-needed education? You are sorry?
Horshack, you want to be a teacher. You've got to wear a tie. You've got to keep thumbs in your pocket at all times. And you got to practice being ignored. Take your seat. Did you hear me?
No, I'm ignoring you.
You take your seat. Reason I'm late, guys, is because I went to see apartments again. Apartment hunting all week, can't find anything.
Well, say no more. Juan Epstein is here. You say you're looking for an apartment. You say you can't find one. You say you looked in Brooklyn, Queens, and parts of Staten Island. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do.
What are you gonna do, sell me a Vegematic?
Close but no cigar. I have here in my hand the answer to all your problems. It's a lease to a two-bedroom apartment at 1962 Linden Boulevard.
What's the matter, Epstein? Your mother stopped writing notes and started writing leases?
No, my uncle did.
Wait a second. This is a real lease.
Of course it's a real lease. Hey, I got connections. My uncle, he runs a chain of slums.
Yeah, but Linden Boulevard is a very nice neighborhood.
Yeah, well, you know, the way Uncle Mo figured it out, he had the branch off. Why just steal from the poor when you can rip off everybody?
Epstein, I don't know if this is a put-on or not, but at this point, I'll grab at anything.
Now, what are you grabbing at now, Carter?
Epstein may or may not have found me an apartment.
Well, it's my Uncle Moe's building.
Why would you want to move to Puerto Rico?
Kid around, if you will, Mr. Woodman, but this looks legitimate. When can I see it, Juan?
Anytime you want.
You better make it fast before it gets condemned.
There is only one thing that can make a man that crabby. He buys his underwear too small.
Hey, you guys would be weird too if you were raised by lizards. Was she really? Joke, Barbarino. Joke. Julie, this is all going so smoothly. It's making me nervous.
Honey, relax. We saw the new apartment. It's wonderful.
Okay, truck's loaded up. The only thing left to go is the babies. Arnold, could you get us a cotton?
Wait a minute. Now, don't be stupid. You don't pack babies in cartons, Epstein. You strap them to the roof of the truck.
Yeah, otherwise they might get chipped.
Okay, Santini brothers, listen. You handle the hardware. We'll take care of the livestock.
Mr. Carter, I think your refrigerator's sick. It looks all hot and sweaty.
Yeah, well, that's what generally happens when you pull a plug out.
What are you going to do with this root beer? You going to leave it here to die? Well, old pal, I know that over the years, you know, I took more than I gave. But you tempted me, you know that? You tempted me with your liverwurst and your Danish and your anchovies. So stay full and keep a cool upper chest.
You know, Mr. Carter, I'm kind of glad you're moving because we're all getting too old to be climbing in and out of windows.
See you in a while.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Hey, y'all. Come at this. Hey, guys. One more time for old time's sake.
Nicer than I remember it.
Yes, and I love the way it's decorated. Early sweat hog.
Great to have enough room for all four of us, honey.
I think we should have kept our old apartment, though. You know, use it as a summer home.
Come on, let's show the girls to their nursery.
Hey, Richie, baby, you want to see your new digs? Come on, you want to help us unpack? Come on.
Let's go. I think Robin wants the crib by the phone.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sick of Robin's demands.
Stroke. Come on, Marcia. Put some muscle into this couch. Why? It's already stronger than I am. All right, then let's let biceps be biceps. I'd like to congratulate everybody on a job well done.
All furniture present accounted for, sir. But anyway, except for that runaway bookcase that hit that bump on Ocean Parkway.
I think with that we moved the furniture and we worked very hard. I think it's Miller time.
Well, we got the time. Who's got the beer?
Would you settle for root beer?
Requesting permission to sit, sir.
All right, everybody, just ease up.
Listen, you guys worked hard all day. I guess it's Miller time.
I just did that joke.
Hey, Mr. Carter, I gotta hurry up downstairs and get the driver. He wants to get paid.
What's his hurry?
Well, he's parked in a no furniture zone.
Vinny, there's someone here I want you to meet.
Oh, yeah, who?
Over here. Her name is Shirley.
Oh, hello, Shirley. Boy, are you alone? Yes? Well, that's good, because you got a nice face. But you're empty inside.
Well, Vinny, give her a chance to get turned on.
Well, Rachel loves the new nursery.
Ah, that's terrific.
But Robin's complaining about the wallpaper. She says it clashes with her diapers.
It didn't when we put them on.
I got the driver. Right this way, Mac.
All right, Carter, how do you want to find me? About a mile or about an hour?
Well, which is cheaper?
Well, for anybody else, would be $40. For you, it's on the house.
Thank you, Mr. Woodman. That's nice of you.
Listen, it's a hard trip. Got stopped by a cop. Sold an end table and a lamp.
I need
room.
That's what the cop said. You could really use that $40. Price of polygrip goes up every day. You low lifes want to ride back with me?
Yes. Yeah, let's go. Hey, hasta lumbago, baby.
Thank you.
Vaya con Dios.
Right. Chili con carne.
I'll get it.
Phones you get. Babies you take care of. I'll be right back.
Well, I don't want to be one to squeeze my own accordion, but did I do good?
Well, Juan, given those choices, you did good.
Yeah, well, you got a real sweet deal here, Mr. Carter. I just hope you remember it the next time you grade my tests, you know what I mean? You see, a D can become a B very easily. All you gotta do is just put a line right down the middle of it.
What do you need me for? You've been doing that yourself for 2 years.
Yeah, but if you get caught doing it, I don't get in any trouble.
I'll get it. Maybe it's the old refrigerator looking for Vinny. Come in.
I'm Mo Epstein, your landlord.
Well, well, well. What do you know, Uncle Mo?
Epstein the Younger, how you doing?
All right.
Mr. Epstein, nice to meet you. Listen, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this apartment.
Nah, don't mention it. Juan here told me all about you. Yeah, you're the famous Mr. Carter. A man who molds young minds. Once in a while, of course, a mind is moldy before it gets to you. But such is the life of a teacher. So, I hear you have a beautiful wife.
Yeah, well, I'm a lucky man.
Huh? Hi.
What is that?
That's my beautiful wife.
No, I mean the thing at the end of her arm there.
That's her beautiful hand.
I mean the thing in the blanket.
This is Robin.
Juan, they have a baby.
Oh?
Actually, we have twins.
Juan, they have two babies.
Oh.
What's what's the matter?
Yeah, what's the matter? Tell him what's the matter.
Uncle Mo, these people here, they were desperate.
Well, you know what my rules are. No babies allowed. They make noise. They get sick. They spit up.
Uncle Mo, these people here, they need an apartment.
Yeah, well, they're going to need a lawyer now. And you're going to need a new future. You're too soft-hearted to be in the apartment business. Nice meeting you.
I was just trying to help, folks.
Juan, you want to help, you better stop living in the truck. We might have to live in it for a while.
Here's one. Large, indoor-outdoor suite. Oh. Fenced in yard, wooded area, and it's only $100 a month. Mr. Carter.
Let me see that. $100 a month. Oh, this is an ad for a kennel.
Maybe they'll make an exception.
What's this? Umfern apt. Little room. A fish. Kitch. Shop. You know, the guy who wrote this, he spells worse than me.
Vinny, these are abbreviations. It means, Unfurnished apartment, living room. It's an efficiency, kitchen, stall, shower. $250 a month. Not bad. It's also my old apartment.
Mr. Carter, I do not understand why you were giving up so easily.
Hey, you know, Mr. Carter, Arnold's right. I mean, Epstein's uncle, he don't got a leg to stand on.
Look, you know, Juan's in enough trouble as is. I mean, he feels so bad he didn't even come to school today. I'll just stay with my brother for a couple of weeks until I can find something.
Yeah. Oh, got it. But since I hear about you moving out of your new apartment.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's true.
Didn't take your neighbors long to get up a petition, did it? Get it, Carter? A petition?
I'm too much, you know that? I'm too much.
take your medicine, Mr. Woodman.
Maybe he was raised by lizards.
Well, one thing about leaving so fast, I didn't have time to get used to the place.
I'm really sorry, Mrs. Carter. I didn't mean to mess it up, you know?
Oh, it's okay, Juan. We can find another apartment. I don't know if you're going to find another uncle.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Moe's really bummed out. I mean, he gave me the can. And look, I just had these cards ordered for myself. Look at this here. Juan Epstein, consultant. Real estate rentals and sales. Ears pierced while you wait. Special rate for groups.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Juan.
Hi, honey.
I got a message for you from Mr. Woodman. Show up in school tomorrow or else.
I got a lot of thinking to do, Mr. Carter. And I really can't do that in school.
Listen, Juan, I know you got problems, but that's no reason to cut class.
Gage was not cutting class. I was tutoring him in moving and storage.
An accomplice. Juan, I think we should find your family tree and chop it down. Oh, look who it is, Uncle Schmo.
If you're trying to make me feel bad, don't bother. Better men than you have tried and failed.
Gabe, why don't you invite Mr. Epstein in? The babies have already had their shots.
Very funny, but this is not a social call.
Oh, it's too bad. We're about to offer you some flat beer and stale pizza.
Well, I came up to offer you this. Don't bother reading it. I will summarize all 40 pages in 5 words. Get out in 30 days.
That's not soon enough. We'll be out tomorrow morning.
Wait a minute. You mean you're not going to fight me?
What? You want us to fight you?
Sure, of course. I sue you, you sue me. Court battles, lawyers. Look, some people golf, some people bowl. I fight with my tenants. That's my fun. I mean, what would life be without a little litigation, you know?
You are not only a mean man, you are a sick man.
Look, Carter, picture this, huh? A courtroom. On one side, a hated slumlord. A man who started with a single tenement and built it into a thriving ghetto.
I see. The one with the foam at the mouth. That's you, right?
Right. That's me. All right. Okay, now on the other side, right? A dedicated teacher, a beautiful wife, sitting with their twins. Can you see them?
Yeah, I can see it. Rachel's cooing for the jury.
And Robin wants a mistrial.
And look at the jury. You've won their hearts. They hate me. They're climbing out of the jury box to tear out the rest of my hair.
We don't have to go to court for that. I'll rip out the rest of your hair.
That's a contender, huh? Now, what about you? Come on.
What about me?
Right.
You want to know about me?
Right.
You want to fight? All right. You got one. Okay, we're not moving out of this apartment, and we're not even going to court to prove it.
A staggering blow. Okay, we don't go to court. Keep punching. Come on.
You want more? All right. I want Juan to get his job back, and I want you to give him a regular salary. How about that?
Oh, beautiful, Carter. You got me on the ropes. I'm dazed. Okay, give me the knockout punch.
All right, here it comes. You ready? You're going to let people with babies in all your apartments.
You had me where you wanted me, but you went too far. Yeah, you guys with principles, you never know when to stop. All right, stay if you want. At least now you're fighters. But one spit up on the floor, and they go straight to the Supreme Court.
Well, does that mean I can show up at your office in the morning?
Yeah, come by. I'll teach you how to evict the bedridden. Nice seeing you again.
There it is. I'm back in business.
I have never seen you that mad. That was very exciting. Don't you have something to do?
Yeah. I got to go over the rules and regulations of the building. All right, now, first of all, here's the situation. Things have to be quiet around here around 10 o'clock. Don't want anybody just blasting their stereo, you know? We got a lot of old folks underneath you, and they're just going to complain a lot. The rent is due on the 15th of the month. Not the 16th, but it's due on the 15th of the month. The garbage is picked up on Tuesdays. You just pick up the garbage. You pick up the garbage and you move it to the door very easily. You open the door and you take the garbage and you just throw it out.
Just think of it, Julie. This place is really ours. Hey, what? You ever say about my Uncle Ellsworth?
New apartment, but some things never change.
Well, listen to this. Uncle Ellsworth was a real fancy guy. Liked to travel all the time. Lived in St. Louis, right? Mm-hmm. So one time he's taking a train from St. Louis to Kansas City. Sits in a dining car, and a cannibal sits down next to him.
A cannibal?
Yes, a cannibal.
A cannibal.
Cannibal. And the waiter comes over. And he says to the cannibal.
The cannibal?
Yes.
Okay.
He said, would you like to see a menu, sir?
Uh-huh.
And the cannibal says, no, just the passenger list.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old forgotten legion.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.